You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Get in the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
He did that right to Zimmer, says, "You like that?" And Zimmer said, "I shoved him back. It's all good." I was excited. The moment, though, when Zimmer didn't expect the amount of push that came, the amount of excitement. There was a moment where Zimmer said, "Do I have to fight this guy?
Yeah.
This non-vaccinated motherfucker." That's what everybody thought, but instead it was actually Zimmer getting into his "you like that" mode. He was getting into that, "Yeah, I do like that." You know, they were having a moment. Maybe this is the moment, by the way, that takes the top off the basket for these two to become friends again.
I love him, man.
It's hilarious, dude.
Hilarious. All right, that's Pat McAfee breaking down the awkward Kirk Cousins, Mike Zimmer, joyful celebration after the Lions' victory. This is Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company. Daily Vikings entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl before we die. Judd's the closest. He's the oldest. Mm-hmm. I am in the middle, and our executive producer, Declan, is here as well. We're going to get to write that down predictions here in just a second, but if you're watching us on a TCL TV, thank you, because they support us. If you support them, then we can all scratch each other's backs here on Purple Daily. And TCL has a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. So we get asked all the time, like, are you guys going to admit that you were wrong? Mm-hmm. One guy even was chirping at Declan on the Score North Twitter account last week.
Oh, my God.
Just saying, I can't wait to call these guys out for this wrong take. I think the take was Declan saying the Vikings will beat the Lions by fewer than 7 points.
Which
can't wait to call them out. We call ourselves out. Yeah, is what happens.
Yeah, and I was right. So congratulations.
So we'll get to that. Let's hit the music.
Here we go. Say. Here we go.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah. That's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Yep. It's the most transparent segment you're going to find in the world of sports media here. It's Write That Down. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. Here on Purple Daily, they must be quantifiable. You can also find the classic edition of Write That Down on Mackie and Judd, our other daily show. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns. And if you guys, listeners, want to participate on the show, like our guys Joe and Robert are about to, you can either slide into Declan Goff's DMs on Twitter or Instagram, or you can send us a message through the Score North app. There's a feedback tab at the bottom that you can click on, tap on, and send us a message. You guys ready to be held accountable here? Are you ready for your comeuppance?
I am.
Might as well be.
Yep. Bring it on.
I can't stop it. I can't stop it no matter what happens.
We'll start with Judd Zolgad here.
Go.
Oh, man. I was wrong right away on that one. Same day, wrong.
You said Stephon Gilmore will sign with the Packers. He did not.
He was traded that day.
Yeah. And the Panthers, right? So the Vikings are going to face him.
Yeah.
You said the Vikings would beat the Lions by 10 points or more on Sunday.
Declan told me not to do it. I shunned Declan. I said, "You're wrong, sports son." And he was right.
And you said Anthony Barr has. Okay. You said this finally a long time. You said this
finally
like a year ago.
And by the way, I should have been right. Like, this is one where I'm right, they're wrong, but that's fine. Mm. We'll just agree to
still
disagree.
Wrong. Yeah.
All right. The prediction was Anthony Barr has played his last game as a Viking.
What I meant was his last effective game. Can we go back on that?
Wow. Wow. I mean, he can bounce back. He hadn't played in a year. Let the guy have a week where he's rusty, and then we'll see what happens.
You
gotta
this
be week.
So negative.
Oh. All right, Mackie. Let's see here. Old Macadac said,
here we go.
Danielle Hunter will tally at least 9 pressures against the Lions. He only had like 4. He's a slacker. Overrated. No, I'm just kidding. I said Kirk Cousins would have a passer rating over 100 against the Lions. It was 90 something. I said Christian Darrisaw would start against the Lions. I think he played the most snaps at the position, but he did not.
No, he didn't. Start. He didn't even play the most snaps. And I don't know why, but he didn't.
He had 28 snaps or something.
Yeah, and Rashad Hill was at 30 something.
All right, listeners had an active week here. Derek had a couple things come off the board. He said the Vikings would hold the Lions to under 100 yards rushing on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. 104, just over it, I believe.
Yeah, what a great close. First quarter, right? Yeah. Great first half, and then it slowed down. But, yeah, they still got over 100.
And then he had a parlay. This is where parlays are sometimes not advantageous because he said Kirk Cousins would be included in Randy and Cottage Grove's stud stable after the Lions game on Mackey and Judd,
correct.
Which was correct. But he parlayed it with, and Kirk Cousins will throw for at least 350 and 3 touchdowns. Probably should have just stopped at the stud stable part there, and he would have been fine, right? All right, Tony said in a Purple Daily episode between the first 5 weeks, there will be a single episode where Mackie and Judd use the word philosophy 5 times or more. I've tried to self-scout this.
This
I don't
one,
think
man.
We did. But it's like, I don't know, man.
That's a tough one. That's a tough prediction to make because it's, yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I go to great lengths to track these predictions, but I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go back and listen
Can
to.
You go back and listen to every show.
35 episodes or no, more than that. 50 episodes of in the we do 10 episodes a week, basically.
Yeah.
So
Marconi
I mean,
did. Why won't you?
That's right. Marconi finalist.
Marconi
10 episodes a
finalists.
Week. So I don't know. If somebody can find an incriminating episode where we did use the word philosophy 5 times, I don't think we did, but we'll see. It's not like the one time where I used the word culture about 20 times in a 4-hour radio show and our old boss pulled us into the office.
Yeah, why did I get pulled in for that?
With a
thesaurus.
But then the problem was it wasn't as much about the use of the word culture. He just disagreed with my opinion. And I was like, well, I mean,
but why was I there though? I still want to know why I was there.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes it should just
I'm
be me in the principal's office, and you should have been dismissed more.
My former partner, he caused me some collateral damage problems too. Got called back from the fair once. Really didn't know why.
I don't know how many of our current listeners and viewers even have any idea what you're talking about, but it would be worth a fun dive at some point.
My guy, Dubé, I got called back one time. Brought in the office. Not quite sure why.
Hmm. For him to get yelled at while you sat there?
Yeah, that was the whole state fair. We'll go through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then, thanks, Judd. And then Josh said the Vikings will start 1-3 exactly in their first 4 games of the 2021 season. I think that's a touchdown.
That
pass,
is a touchdown.
Boys,
yeah, it's specific.
You nailed the exact record.
Great.
And that's pretty good. So, Josh, we'll give you the touchdown there. Declan, you said the Vikings will beat the Lions by 7 points or less. And random guy on Twitter who chirped Declan. This one's coming back at you.
Yeah, sorry, Pat.
You want to do a victory dance?
Nope.
On this guy?
Nope, I already did that
random
on my Twitter
guy, random guy on Twitter?
Nope. I took to my love of the office, but no, I did not. Yeah, this one was tough.
You said primetime parlay. Rams beat the Seahawks. Ravens beat the Colts. Chiefs beat the Bills.
Yeah, man. That's the parlay.
No, you're right. But, I mean, that's a tough one because you did some good work there,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
I like those parlays. They're fun. It keeps me engaged in the primetime games. It, I don't play fantasy football anymore. I'm now just in the write that down for the reasons I watch other football games.
I quit a long time ago. Yeah.
And then I'm in like nine fantasy football leagues. So I'm having a good time.
I don't know how you do it anymore. Oh, and baseball too, right?
I'm in one fantasy baseball league, and yeah. Honestly,
that's a lot of work.
Might be the end. They went to daily. They went to daily lineups this year, and I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, rotisserie baseball, and that's a lot of work.
Declan, you said the Packers will win three games or less in 2021. Mm-hmm. A lot of people want us to add sort of like a pick six or interception category for predictions that just go completely sideways. This would for sure be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 5 weeks in, and this prediction is already wrong.
Yeah, no,
Declan just the old,
That's correct.
That's right, Phil. Yeah. Move on, old Macadack.
No.
So, Declan, you still lead 37% completions, four touchdowns. Judd, 35%, one touchdown. Listener is at 31% with a league leading now, six touchdowns.
I got it.
And old Macadack is carrying up the bottom in terms of completion percent, 28%. And five touchdowns. All right, let's get him in here. Joe in Montana. Robert, our guest listener, predictors. Let's start with Joe in Montana. Just describe the scenery there for us. Just a beautiful blue sky. What are you doing there?
Oh, it's a nice, cool morning, about 28 degrees right now. Had our first snowfall, not too much, not as heavy as expected, but it's enough to keep your feet cold.
Love it. Are you here to...
And most best of all, the smoke is gone.
That's
nice.
We can finally breathe clearly.
Love it. Robert, what's going on with you, man? What's your strategy here today? Are you going to check down or are you going to take some shots?
I think I'm going to go big. I'm going to go for the end zone here.
Love that.
All right. I like it. Mike Zimmer, he just told reporters he's got his offensive coaches doing some self-scouting to figure out how they can unlock some more second-half points.
I like
points.
How he blames them. Like his whole philosophy is run, run, run. And now he's like, you guys need to go look
guys,
at what
you're
doing. You got
to figure out, what are we doing here? How do we score more points? I don't know, coach. Maybe don't run the ball into the middle of the line with 40 seconds left and two timeouts at the end of the first half. All right.
Clint's like,
self-scout that.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. Oh man. All right, let's do this. We're going to start with we'll go Joe, Robert, Judd, Declan, and back to me, Phil, and we'll make three trips around the room. The predictions must be quantifiable. So, Joe in Montana, you're first out of the gate.
All right. I'm going to approach it as in it's the end of the first half, 40 seconds, got two timeouts. So, I got three plays to get in.
Love it.
So, I'm going to use the next three games basically for the whole thing, if that's all right.
All right.
Yeah, whatever you want. Go ahead.
All right. So the first one, I'm going to go with a high risk fade to the corner post. So my game predictions, the next three games, Vikings lose to the Panthers by at least 10 points. McCaffrey's in. But after the bye, after this self-reflection and self-scouting, the Vikings beat by a field goal. But we lose to the Ravens by at least 10 points.
Okay.
All right.
Hopefully that someone catches the ball on that one and that makes a touchdown. Would that be a touchdown if I got all three?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That is 100%.
Really?
Oh. Oh, yes.
I think if you even, like, even without the, like, the point spreads that you're using, I think if you just correctly predict the outcomes of three straight games, that's a touchdown for sure.
I thought that was cheating if I just said win.
Oh, no.
No, you can do it. You can do whatever you want. It's up to you, man.
That'd be safer.
No, I'm going to stick with what I got. I'll go with that.
Like
I said, high risk, fade to the post.
Good for you. Take a chance.
I like it, man. Yep. Throw that ball into heavy traffic. All right, Robert, your first prediction.
All right, I'm going to start out a little bit more optimistic than that. I got write this down on Sunday, Kirk throws for at least 200 yards and one touchdown at least. The Vikings defense gets at least two sacks and one turnover, and the Vikings beat the Panthers.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah, it's enough.
Especially
for a touchdown.
throwing in the turnover and the score outcome. A little 3-4 item parlay there. I like it. All right, Judd Zolgat.
The Vikings will indeed beat the Panthers on Sunday, and Justin Jefferson will catch at least two touchdown passes and go for minimum of 130 receiving yards or more.
So maybe the self-scouting can be throw the ball to Justin Jefferson in the second half.
Oh, my God, that 18's good. I wonder if we should throw to him in the third and fourth quarters like we do in the first and second.
Hey, I got something for you here. I've been doing some for Purple Positivity Wednesday, which is coming up here in a few minutes. So I found all of the Vikings pass attempts in the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter or overtime. trailing by 8 or less.
Okay.
So trying to come from behind, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they've done pretty well. Like they've set – Kirk has set them up in field goal range, a game winner. You know, they've actually done pretty well in those situations. It's interesting to see who he targets the most, though. 10 targets for Adam Thielen in those situations.
Yep.
9 for KJ Osborne.
Yep.
Only 5 for Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, that's
in like the most crucial situations.
Yep.
He's not throwing to Justin Jefferson. That's they're not an scheming
issue.
Him. So, all right. Declan, your first prediction.
Yeah, my first prediction. The Vikings offense will score at least 2 touchdowns in the second half against the Panthers.
Oh, wow. It sounds like a basic prediction, but it's not a touchdown, but based on how bad their offense has been in the second half, it's a notable prediction.
A week of reflection is unbelievable. Like, what can happen if you just reflect on what you've – look at what you've done wrong, and now you reflect, Clint Kubiak.
It's also pretty bad when, like, you've got a bye week on the horizon, and a week before the bye week, you're like, all right, we need to do some emergency self-reflecting on offense.
Let's talk about that once we're done here, because I got some thoughts on that.
Okay. Well, it's purple positivity, it's so positivity, hopefully your thoughts are positive.
Oh, I'll make it positive.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. I'll make it positively surly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Write this down. Mike Zimmer will be fired between now and March 1st, and he will latch on as a defensive coordinator for someone in 2022.
Oh, okay, for sure.
So I'm going out in the distance here. It's a parlay. He's going to be fired by the Vikings between now and March 1st.
Yep.
And he will latch on as a defensive coordinator for someone in 2022.
Right. Write this down.
Okay, back to Joe in Montana.
Yeah, I think what's going on over there in Minnesota is like a house of mirrors, isn't it? And you're right. I think Zimmer's going to be a defensive coordinator for the Bengals because it's close to home. You know, why not, hey? I think he'll take like a year off, reflect, and then come back.
I don't know what he would do with a year off. I think he'd want to jump right back in.
He could hunt a little bit, drink some wine. Yep.
But he can do those things in the offseason anyway.
Mix them, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah, but close to home, you know, he'll be going to the Bengals, checking them out, you know.
I think he's whatever. Right, yeah. I like it.
I like Judd's theory. He's gonna get drunk, shoot at the mailman or something.
Don't mix the punting and the line and we'll be fine.
I have to say right now, the way Zimmer's looking, I think he's been knocking off a few more bottles of red during the week more than he did before.
Yeah.
And just kind of going, I think I'll have that extra tub of ice cream.
Wow. A little bit of a stressful season.
You know what? I got some advice for him we'll bring up later.
Actually, well, that's a good spot for Judd to bring up that advice right now. Judd, what would you recommend to Mike Zimmer?
I'd have a very easy recommendation for Mike, and that would be to call my friends or go online more specifically and talk to my friends at Livia Weight Control Centers. I have been on this program for 2 weeks. I weigh in again tomorrow. I was down in the first week from 239.5 to 230, basically 9 pounds. Dude. Basically 9 pounds. And I would tell Zim, you can still, you know, mix in a little bit of wine. That's fine, or perhaps a beer, but portion control, get on a program. And the great thing here is it's a program that is easy for me to follow because I'm lazy. I'm not a guy that wants a lot of meals thrown at me. I want a program, and I can do that. Check it out today. Livia.com is the place to go, or call 855-GO-LIVEA, Livia.com. The best part, too, is you get the first 10 weeks for free. Livia.com, limited time offer, Zim. But if you want to lose the weight, that's how you do it.
Love it. Judd's looking good. Also, I know Mike Zimmer likes his power sports vehicles in his spare time, or even if he has more spare time on the horizon.
Where's
coming up here?
Go?
I think he should probably go to Moon before he goes back down to the ranch. He might want to swing up 490 or not 494. You might have to take 494 up, you know, the north side to the 94 part of the loop. But 94 in Monticello is where Moon Motorsports has been a 50-year family-owned and operated multi-line power sports dealer, and they've got the most exciting power sports showroom in Minnesota. Easy to find. It's a one-stop shop for sales, service, and parts. Stop in and see for yourself why Moon Motorsports is the enthusiast dealer of choice. MoonMotorsports.com. All right, now back to Joe for your second prediction.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the weight loss tip. Looking at this photo, I think I could lose about 9 pounds off.
Livia.
That'd be about right.
.com. Right, go there right now.
All right.
As soon as we're done.
All right. The second chance. I took my time out towards the end of the half, and now I'm going to come out. I got five receivers, empty backfield. Over the next three games, KJ Osborne will gain more yards than all the tight ends, CJ Ham and D.D. Westbrook, not counting D.D. Westbrook doing a kick return or whatever.
Right.
Okay. Dax, you got that?
Yeah.
Write this down.
Like it. All right, back over to Robert, your second prediction.
All right. I think the Vikings got a little bit of a tougher stretch coming up. So write this down. The Vikings defense will allow at least 100 rushing yards in at least four of their next six games.
Yeah. I think that would be a success, actually, if they if they kept it under 100 in 2006.
180 or something, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Ravens are, like, the Ravens for the first time in years, right, just went, of course, the first time they stay under 100, they throw for, like, 460 and four or five touchdowns or something absurd. So, good luck.
Write this down.
All right.
The object is to win the game.
Judd, your second prediction.
Bashaud Breeland won't be on the Vikings roster by the end of the regular season. One, he's not good. Two, you're really tweeting at fans and basically an obscene tweet that tells them to shut up. Bashaud Breeland will not be on the roster by the end of the regular season.
Okay. You know what's funny, too? So he chirped at Chris Thomason. And Chris Thomason, you know, the way that he asks questions and stuff from the, like, he'll just ask questions, like, very matter-of-factly. And he asked Bashaud Breeland on Friday last week or whatever day it was, hey, Pro Football Focus has you ranked dead last out of 103 cornerbacks. How do you feel about that? And he basically just, like, chirped back at Thomas and saying, well, if they ranked reporters, you'd be, you know, what, 100?
You'd be last.
101st or something? Yeah. Which is kind of a self-own because he's saying that Thomason would be better ranked than he is as a cornerback. But, like, I like when reporters ask tough questions like that. And so I'm cool with it. Mike Zimmer said, you know, if I would have been asked the question that Bashaud was asked on Friday, I probably would have lashed out, too. It's like, dude, don't lash out at fans or media when you're playing that poorly.
Correct. That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Just
be, right.
just own it, keep it to yourself, and try and get better, right?
Write this down.
All right, Declan.
All right, my second prediction. The Vikings beat the Panthers and will allow less than 21 points. So I'll say they'll win, and the Panthers, and they'll hold the Panthers to less than 21 points.
Okay.
Doubted him last week. Declan was right. Don't doubt him now.
All right. Again, I am going. I feel like it's been a while since I've scored a touchdown here. I had the lead for like 6 or 7 months, and now the listeners have caught me. And so I'm going to go with sort of a like a weird event parlay here for this game on Sunday. The Vikings will either block a kick, return a punt or a kick for a touchdown, or score a defensive touchdown against Carolina. So the Vikings will either block a kick or a punt, return a kick or a punt for a touchdown, or score a defensive touchdown against Carolina.
Yeah.
Something weird.
Yeah.
Something crazy is going to happen here. I don't know. Maybe it'll be a fat guy touchdown.
Write this down.
Fat guy touchdown.
Great. All right. All right, Joe in Montana, your final prediction.
All right. For the final play of the first half, I'm going to go power sweep for the score.
Wow, here it comes.
Over the next three games, Darisaw and Cleveland will have a combined PFF score that'll be higher than Bradbury and Udo in each game and or over the three games. I think things are going to change. Those two, I mean, come on, two first round left tackles. I can't remember. Cleveland was first round, wasn't he?
Second round pick.
Yeah. Oh, well, close enough. Right. In this case, close enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think so. I think that's going to be the keys to success.
So, just so I'm sure here, Joe, you're going to – Darisaw and Cleveland's PFF grade, we're going to combine them, and then their average score would be higher than Bradbury and Udo's average score over the next three games? Is that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And each game, I would say, but you can't tell. But I still think they would still be higher than those two combined.
Okay.
Right,
I think even one of them would be better than those two combined.
We'll make it
Udo
work.
Even though Udo has a chance – Udo's in there with a chance, but you can see the line, like, O'Neal has to keep helping out Udo, and Udo has to keep helping out Bradbury, and it's just...
So, Joe, you're since you've got this platform here on Purple Daily now, this peak life-changing moment for you here, is there anyone you'd like to thank in your life that brought you to this point?
Well, first I wanted to point out, do you guys know that Surly has a competition here in Montana? They've opened up a new brewery. It's going to be called Burly.
Are you serious or are you joking? Do they actually have a brewery called Burley?
Joking. Oh. I'm joking. But I think Burley would be pretty cool.
Let's get it.
Basically, I just want to give a shout out to all my family and friends around Taylor's Falls area. I don't know if you guys have driven past there a few times, I'm sure, in the past and still do. And, of course, across the river to my cheesehead friends in St. Croix Falls. Hello from Montana. And thank you guys for all of this. It's great. Thanks a lot.
You got it, man. All right.
I've run out of purple Kool-Aid, unfortunately. So I'll just.
That's all right. There's always refills in the off season. Always refills.
I moved to Minnesota back just after the first Super Bowl. So I was a Vikings fan since then. So I'm still hanging in there.
Awesome, man. All right. That's Joe in Montana making his predictions. Appreciate you coming on the show. Let's go, Robert. Your final prediction, sir.
All right. I'm going to do a little parlay here as well. I'm going to start with the Vikings are going to hit 5 losses before they hit 5 wins on the season. And then for the second part, I guess I hail from South Dakota, so I got to make a SDSU Jackrabbit prediction. I think the SDSU Jackrabbit football team will beat the NDSU Bison this season. So they play them in Brookings on November 6th. I think they could get them there, but if they don't get them there, I think they'll come back and get them in the playoffs. So the Vikings will get 5 losses before 5 wins, and the SDSU Jackrabbits will beat the Bison this year.
Awesome, man.
I like the parlay.
Great work on these predictions. Good sort of diversity of topics on your predictions. Is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank, Robert, that brought you to this highlighted moment here on Purple Daily?
Yeah, I guess I'll start with my childhood friend, Alan Ogdahl, for getting me hooked on the Vikings from a young age. Or I guess maybe I shouldn't thank him, but I guess I'll sell my fandom to him. I'd like to shout out the 10 former Minnesota Twins playing in the postseason now for carrying on the tradition of having Minnesota Twins players go to new teams and contributing and having better careers after they leave the organization. And I guess finally, shout out my dad for giving me the best Vikings fandom advice that I never took. I guess he was a day one fan, cheered them and cried after each of their 4 Super Bowl losses early on. So he said, told me, Rob, I think about the Minnesota Vikings how I would think about an ex-wife, mildly interested but no longer emotionally invested.
That's
a smart dad, man. I like it.
Love it. All right, Robert, great work by you. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
We'll do it again here sometime. All right, Robert and Joe.
Good salad,
nice
too.
Throws
he's
down
got good salad. Bit. Not Dex, but he's got the, I just, that was good hair, me. And I love the mustache.
He's got a great mustache. I just cleaned up my hair.
I just said not as good as Dex, but a good salad.
Oh, I thought you were taking a shot at me. Got it.
No. I like to compliment when guys have good hair because I feel like that does not get recognized, and Phil's bald on purpose, and I have bad hair. I have hair, but it's bad hair.
I'm just going to sit here.
All right. Yeah.
It's on to me. It's on to me. Yeah. I am compliment. You know what I'm doing? This is the most off the rails.
Write that down.
This is Purple Positivity.
You like writing things down?
Wednesday. And what I'm doing is because I'm struggling right now to find positives with the Vikings, I am doing it with our listeners and viewers. That's the type of guy I am. Here's my final write that down before I thank some people. Because I've got, you know what? For the first time, I got people to thank. The Detroit Lions will get their first win of the season against the Eagles on October 31st. That means that they will start 0-7. So they will lose 2 more games, and then they will beat the Eagles. I believe they're playing host to them at Ford Field on October the 31st.
I feel like they're – all right, go ahead, Declan. You make your – maybe I'll counter Judd here.
Write it down.
I do not have anything on the Lions. My final prediction – Chris Herndon will have his first reception of the season against the Panthers. I'm going to say Chris Herndon will have his first reception of the season against the Panthers.
And we will all give a standing ovation. Fourth-round pick. Yes. Totally worth it for the 5 catches he's going to have this year.
2 penalties at that point.
All right. You know what? You're wrong, Judd.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
Would you believe the Lions are actually 3.5-point underdogs at home to the Bengals this weekend?
Yeah.
This is ripe for an upset. The Lions have been knocking on the door for 3 weeks. The Lions will get their first win of the season against the Bengals this weekend. And like, off the record, Dan Campbell might cry tears of joy at the podium this time around.
I feel like Joe Burrow will do something late to beat him.
Careful, assuming is that plays, on the record?
No. Assuming he plays, because I guess he was taken to the hospital after the Packer game with a throat injury of some sort. Like, he couldn't talk. So, assuming he plays.
Okay.
Write this
all right,
down.
So there they are. Write that down. Predictions. Oh, man. That was a session right there. All right.
Five people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people. That was good. Yeah.
So, purple positivity. Every single one. I'm just laughing at Declan's face.
Trying really hard to hold it together.
Every Wednesday, we flush whatever happened the week before, even if it was just, you know, it was a win. There's not all negatives to take away, but what are the positives that we can take going into Carolina here? What is the most positive thing you can say about the Vikings right now, Judd?
Very simply, it sounds like from what we just went through, quotes are starting to surface from Mike Zimmer's Wednesday Access about him saying, I have set my offensive staff into a room. I am withholding food, and they are to atone for their sins, which I think in Mike's very weird world means, yeah, we've got to change, including me. So here is the positivity. It's the one thing that if you learned from the Lions game, that's good. If Mike is trying to blame his offensive staff, it probably means that Mike got talked to and told, dude, your offense is really good. Use it. So my positivity going into Carolina is what we might see on Sunday. If indeed they say, hold on a second, Cousins, Jefferson, Thielen, Osborne, if Cook is back, the point being is if there is some now bend, some, you know what, we probably don't need to run the ball on second and 15 every single time.
Yeah.
My positivity is that there's a chance that the debacle of the second half against Detroit has opened a gateway. It's opened a door to say we have to allow this offense to cook because it can. That's what I'm expecting now. And Mike saying, like, I've sent Clint and his staff to look at what they did wrong to me means Mike is saying I got to bend more too.
Yeah, it's at least there's some awareness here. Like I mean, there almost has to be some awareness. So
right.
It's shouldn't give him that much credit, but the fact that he's saying, "All right, yeah, we need to be," but he's part of the problem. Like he's, I think, obviously he doesn't call plays, but if he were to come in and say from the get go, say, "Guys, let's go for it. Let's be aggressive. Let's not." But when he's calling for handing off at the end of the first half with 40 seconds left, two timeouts, he's setting a tone for the entire team.
Uh-huh.
He's saying, I am more concerned and worried about something bad happening than I am encouraging something good to happen. And when that's your focus, how is your offense supposed to not have training wheels?
I also don't think that he has the ability to go to that podium when talking about offense and say, I've been screwing the pooch. Like, I think it has to be this game of I told them to reassess, which basically means, because you are the head coach of the team, Mike, which means that if there is a reassessment, because somebody, I mean, it's not that hard. This is a slam dunk. Yeah. You're an offensive team. I know you love defense, but you are, but you tell me, when you watch this team now, do you think to yourself, they got to shut everybody down and I hope they score 10 points? I see a team that could score 28 to 35 points against most teams.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
yeah. Real quick, because I've heard that phrase "screw the pooch" my entire life. What is it? What does that mean? Is it like derogatory?
Yeah, screw the pooch means that you really messed up a predicament situation.
Okay.
Yeah. Makes sense. It means that you had the opportunity to do the right thing, do your job. And it also means that, Phil, to your point, like there's no way that you could watch that Detroit game and think we had the right idea. As the game's unfolding, you should have said, we got the wrong idea, let's change it. And they didn't. Hopefully they do now.
All right, Declan, what's the most positive thing you can say about the Minnesota Vikings here?
My most positive thing I can say in purple positivity is that Patrick Peterson has been everything the Vikings have asked him to be this season. So Pat P, maybe a borderline Hall of Fame player, an All-Pro in Arizona for a long time. His play kind of declined a little bit towards the end. We thought, oh, is there anything left in that tank? But so far, Patrick Peterson has improved his PFF grade. He's got a 66 grade on the season. Last week against the Panthers, or against the Lions, excuse me, two big pass breakups. He had a 79 grade against Detroit. That was the third highest of any defensive player for the Vikings. Pat P is probably not going to return to the all-pro form he was, but he's being everything that the Vikings have asked him to be, and he's not regressing. I think he's a great person in the locker room. He's a great person for this team overall. So my positivity is that Patrick Peterson has been everything the Vikings have asked him to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's been... I think there was a little train wreck potential there because he just wasn't very good the last couple of years in Arizona. But for the most part, the problem has been the other side. And I think Cam Dantzler is going to be the starter, right? What's his status now with the COVID? Is he still on the COVID list?
That I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. That's a good question. Don't know.
I guess we'll find out because today's Wednesday injury report day. Yeah. So they'll have to say something. But I think you're going to see the defense. If Cam Dantzler is getting the lion's share of the snaps, and Pat Peterson, I do think this defense is ready to take another step forward. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, like if you take out the meltdown at the very end of the game, like they've been mostly good the last 2.5 games. They shut the Seahawks out in the second half. They stopped the Browns from really doing much damage offensively. And then the Lions couldn't do anything until the last minute. So the defense is kind of coming around. I'm with you on that one. I'm going to say I just think – it deserves to be said that Kirk Cousins probably saved Mike Zimmer's job on Sunday. If the Vikings lose that game in that fashion, maybe it doesn't happen the Monday after, but if the momentum carries over and they lose to Carolina after losing in devastating fashion to the Lions, Mike Zimmer probably gets fired at the bye week at the latest. And so Kirk getting that ball back with 37 seconds left as fans are trying to process what's happening. The Vikings as a team are sitting there like, what just happened? And Mike Zimmer is probably thinking about, you know, his next defensive coordinator opportunity. And Kirk went bang, bang, bang. Thielen, Westbrook, Thielen, Spike, 54-yard field goal. That's exactly, the game was messy. It was 3 hours of just dreck. But you're going to have games like that where it's just like, oh, this isn't pretty, but we just need the quarterback to bail us out. And he did it against Arizona. They missed the kick. And he did it against the Lions. So I think I would be a hypocrite if I didn't sit here as a staunch critic of Kirk Cousins and say he's been mostly really good late in games when they need him through the first month and a half. And they're going to need a lot more of it, too, if they want to dig out from this hole that they've set for themselves. So, Kirk, late-game luminary, nice job.
Cousins and a kicker. Sounds like a sitcom, but they saved Mike's job. Cousins and a bleeping kicker.
A sitcom where they just talk about Nicolas Cage movies.
Oh, that Kirk clip. We should play that at some point. That is hilarious.
It's just, well, it's unintentionally hilarious, right?
Oh, he's right.
Just like
rambling
about Nicolas Cage movies.
But he's just like rambling about the alarm that went off during the first quarter. He's like, yeah, I guess it shut off.
Yeah.
Thanks,
man. All right. Tell the audience about your favorite beverage, Judd.
Oh, let's see. So tomorrow is Thursday, which is going to, we're going to have a game Thursday, five in Thursday. Baseball. Thursday. We're going to have a football game. Hockey has started. You know what that means? That means that today is the day to run to your local liquor store and pick up Surly Furious, my favorite beer. It should definitely be yours as well. It is the favorite IPA in the state for a reason. If you've tried it, we appreciate that. If you haven't, give it a try. And you know what? Tweet me your picture of a Surly. Show us your cans of a Surly Furious in one hand and your TV, a Vikings game, because you know what? This is the IPA, boys, that revolutionized Minnesota craft beer. And so my advice is walk into your liquor store and say, I don't want to settle. I want to get Surly. Where is the Furious?
Show us your cans.
We want to see your cans. Jay Zoll, at Jay Zoll again on Twitter. Show us your cans. At the stadium, at home, in front of the TV, watching sports.
Also, hey, Federated's been a huge supporter of us here at Score North, Purple Daily, Mackey and Judd. And they've been a huge supporter of businesses around the Twin Cities. They're all about risk management. Fire prevention is a big theme this month at Federated. But just making sure you've got plans in place with employees, systems are in working order. Federated's here to help you get your ducks in a row when it comes to risk management. Federatedinsurance.com. Click on Risk Management Corner. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect your...
You like that? You like that?
All right. That is your Write That Down Wednesday here. Don't forget, if you missed it, Alex Boone every Tuesday on Purple Daily. And then Purple After Dark from last night, too. Realistic Randy just ranting for probably 20 minutes about Mike Zimmer. And it was therapeutic, I think, for everybody. So
it was good.
Daily Vikings Entertainment. We just want the Vikings to win a Super Bowl. See you guys tomorrow.